And this week, House Republicans have been spending a lot of time along the U.S.-Mexico border. That's where they've been holding public hearings and suggesting that terrorists can blend in with illegal immigrants and sneak into the United States. Democrats have called the hearings a political sham, but they've taken part in them. NPR's Carrie Kahn was at a hearing in Laredo, Texas last night, and she has this report.
The setting for this latest hearing was a hotel in downtown Laredo, just two blocks from the Mexico border. House Republicans found a receptive audience for their message that they won't compromise on immigration reform until the border is secure. Congressman Ted Poe of Houston says foreign threats are real.
And we are fighting terrorists halfway across the world. We are protecting the borders of other nations as a federal entity. We ought to protect our own border. It's a national security issue to protect our borders from those who wish to do us harm.
Sheriff of nearby Zapata County, Sigifredo Gonzalez, told the panel that terrorists can easily get into Mexico, learn Spanish, and come across the border as a typical illegal worker. He says even he's been mistaken for a Middle Easterner.
Because of my features, I'm proud of the nose that I inherited from my father and my skin tone, but I was confused as a person from the Middle East. Yeah. These are the things we're having to deal with on the border because we are seeing people from all over coming into our communities, from all over.
Gonzalez says he's recovered grenade launchers and bulletproof vests from trails heavily traveled by illegal crossers. And another witness, an employee of a federal watchdog agency, talked about a recent drill in which agents successfully transported across the border materials that could have been used to make a dirty bomb. But Democrats turned the blame for lagging border security on Republicans. During questioning of Laredo's mayor, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston drove that point home.
Help us understand how we can be more effective than having masquerading hearings about terrorism and not getting to what you need to have happen. And let me note, is a wall going to help you?
Absolutely.
Is creating felons out of those who are in the fields picking grapefruits going to help you?
Well, let me...
In your own country!
Outside the hearing room, activists on both sides of the debate tried to drown each other out with dueling bullhorns. Sally Sully of San Antonio held several placards reading, "Shut down the border now and the USA is ours." She says she wanted to go inside but didn't want to leave her signs behind.
But I work too hard on these to dump them in a trash can and go in there. They won't let me talk in there. You know, y'all will listen out here.
She says the current laws defend illegal immigrants more than Americans. Laredo Mayor Raul Salinas says he's worried about defending his townspeople.
Let's walk this way.
Salinas heads a block down the street to the busy border station filled with shoppers coming in from Mexico. He says the Republicans' bill that includes hundreds of miles of border walls would devastate Laredo.
These are people that are sustaining our economy by 40%. And I'm going to close a door on them and put a wall? You don't do that. It's like a slap in the face.
Salinas says he hopes members of Congress will go back to Washington and hash out a bill that better reflects the realities of life here at the border. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Laredo.